At this point, most of you have probably already heard of the infamous entity known as Cartoon Cat. It is an extremely dangerous being, which originated from a cartoon made back in the 1930s, and somehow made its way into our world. However, the actual origins and creation of it are something that most people are not aware of, and are just as disturbing as the entity itself. The early 1900s was a time of exploration and discovery. Archaeologists traveled the world, discovering countless things for the very first time. While exploring the Djoser Pyramid in Egypt, an archaeologist stumbled across a strange separation in the floor, which had not previously been seen by any researchers. He discovered it was a trapdoor, and that they would need various machinery to open it. After weeks of attempting, the archaeologist's team was finally able to pull open the door and see what was inside. Immediately upon this discovery, a trap was triggered and poison gas was released into the chamber, killing two of the archaeologist's team members. However, he was determined and, a couple days later, brought the rest of the team inside. They discovered these depictions on the walls of people being brutally tortured and murdered in horrific ways, essentially like little scenes from a movie. And in the background of every single one of them, there was always this strange image of a cat standing up on two legs, smiling. Unable to decipher a reasoning for this, the team took photos and brought them back to the university, still feeling extremely accomplished with their find. Yet they had no idea what was in store for them. Over the next few weeks, the team of 10 all died from mysterious and strange occurrences. This unexplainable phenomenon caused the university they were working with to seal up the chamber and burn the remaining photos, attempting to end any further repercussions. However, one archaeology professor involved didn't want to just let it die. After seeing the photos just one time, he became obsessed with the cat and began attempting to recreate it from memory. After weeks of drawing, he, a man who had never written or drawn anything in his life, had put an entire comic book together, which he titled The Adventures of Cartoon Cat. This was the original source material for the Cartoon Cat show years later. That professor passed away shortly after the release of the show, of a mysterious unexplained illness, just in time for him to see how much of a success Cartoon Cat had become. Before dying, though, he is rumored to have told his wife that he was not, in fact, the creator of the show, but that it had crafted itself through him. Over the coming months, she too began to experience mysterious and unexplained occurrences. These began when she noticed that any time her TV was turned on and she'd leave the room, it would automatically switch to another station, one which would always have these strange cartoons playing on the screen. Then she began hearing these random cartoon-like sound effects throughout her house. She'd be walking down the hallway and hear the sound of a zany foghorn or an anvil dropping on top of someone, just like from a classic Looney Tunes episode. Her delusions got so bad that at one point she was having a gathering at her house, and out in the backyard, this tall cartoon-looking cat emerged behind a group of her friends. It was very tall and had this enormous smile stretching from ear to ear, and remained invisible to everyone else, only focusing on her. She was said to have had a complete mental breakdown that day, and ended up spending the rest of her life in an institution, never speaking another word to anyone. However, she was apparently still able to draw, because after she died years later, hospital workers found binders and binders of hand-drawn comics underneath her bed that had been drawn the entire time she was there. And there was one unique similarity between all the drawings. They all featured one main character, a tall, dark, smiling cartoon cat.